Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another podcast. Not only am I grateful to have all of you listening, I'm very grateful to be here talking. My name is Patty. The shop is Herbs to Your Health. Please come and visit us sometime, 106 South Pennsylvania Avenue, Greensburg. Call us 724-836-7440 or visit us at our online store website, www.herbstoyourhealth.net. I spoke with a young person recently who is undergoing constant chronic stress, heavy duty, and it's constant. Youth is definitely on this person's side. It behooves all of us to be mindful of emotions, the mind-body connection, and to remember that 70% of our souls are outside of our bodies. But there is a huge, and I should say, and there is a huge mind-body connection, heart-mind-heart connection. We don't know a whole lot about this, but I'm happy to tell you what I do know about it. The kidneys represent self-esteem and guilt. The liver and the gallbladder, anger. So does anger compromise the liver and the gallbladder? Or does a compromised liver and gallbladder make you angry? Yes, to both. The adrenals correspond to fear and anxiety. So again, do weakened adrenals cause fear and anxiety? And do fear and anxiety cause weakened adrenals? Yes. The lungs are the seat of grief. The pancreas is jealousy. How about that? Fear, as we know, is triggered by danger, anxiety, stress, and worry. And they're all outgrowths of unresolved fear, I guess. These emotions affect the health in many ways. Disease in general can cause fear. So when you listen to people who have only bad news, believe or don't believe in seeking alternative methods of treatment, or, you know, for heaven's sakes, don't listen to someone if they tell you, you know, they slap a disease label on you, which I think is rude, but it is their job, I suppose. And then they tell you you have 6 months to live. How do they know what your soul work is and when your soul work is going to be done? They have no idea. I hope we all know that information, but sometimes I don't think I even know it. Emotions create physical health problems. So fear is associated with risk. When you boil it down, life is full of risks. Action requires an assessment of danger versus benefit. So the person I was talking to is a huge risk taker, and that's not the source of the stress. The risks are kind of exciting. Okay. So fear in the face of danger is normal and healthy. We can't really eliminate all of that. As we know, fear activates the fight, flight, or freeze response. It activates our maximum physical potential to help us survive. So the body is always trying to survive, move toward wellness. It causes us to instinctively react in dangerous situations, but it shuts down critical thought. How about that? You have to really calm down to engage the logical mind. But that's kind of how the 95-year-old grandmother lifts the car off her kitty. That's how it's maximum physical potential to help us or other people survive. Cats are people too. And so are dogs. So when people are stuck in fear, they can be persuaded to do all kinds of things. Anxiety is kind of a shaky feeling because the body is kind of trying to act, but we're unable to make a decision about which direction to go in. In order to get out of anxiety, it is imperative to breathe deeply. That will re-engage the rational mind. Our product called Distress Remedy will get you pulled out of shock and fear. It can help prevent getting caught up in group hysteria or mob mentality, or let's just avoid that in the first place. Anxiousness reduces feelings of anxiety. It aids production of calming neurotransmitters. It has adaptogenic properties. Any adaptogenic herbal formula really, really helps. Eleuthero is a single, Nature's Chi nervous fatigue formula. So we want to support our bodies in times of stress with B complex vitamins, magnesium, vitamin C. Oh, I forgot about Nutricalm. Nutricalm has huge adaptogenic properties. Plus it has B complex vitamins and vitamin C. And they also help with adrenal health. Adrenal support aids feelings of burnout and PTSD. It's really important to stay in the now moment, because if you're going to anticipate all the bad things that could possibly go wrong in advance, oh, why go there? Our thoughts create our reality, so you might as well be thinking positive thoughts like how you want your life to go. Worry is totally useless. It can cause indigestion and chronic digestive problems. And maybe people aren't really worried about themselves. They're worried about their families and other people. Grief and sadness, kind of a part of life. When we agree to be born, or choose to be born, actually, we also say we're going to die. So people die. It's how we come here. And as Shakespeare says, all the world's a stage, we're just the players. Well, we are writing our own script. I always say it's much better to write a happy script with a happy ending. You can't have a happy ending to a sad life. We don't have to do anything. It behooves us to allow ourselves to express grief in a normal way, like crying reduces the grief. Grief damages the lungs. If a person gets stuck in grief, it can cause problems with the immune system and the lungs, like somebody's more prone to colds and respiratory problems and immune problems. Some say that isolation, and I do agree with that, isolation is extremely damaging to the immune system. And it was just yesterday I spoke with a person who needs to have people around all the time. Same age as me, needs to have people around all the time. So if that is what you choose, have at it. If you're happy practicing solitude, then isolation is not damaging to your health. So it's all in what you choose. Anger is a reaction to fear, and then we have irritability and aggression. If somebody wants to go in front of you when you're driving, let them go. What are we in a hurry to do? Go home and sit? Let them go. No sense in making people mad. Type A personalities, as we know, are more prone to anger. But maybe that is points to the liver and the gallbladder being overwhelmed with toxins, thereby causing anger. The liver, as we know, does a whole lot of things. One of it is breaking down hormones and neurotransmitters. And if it's too toxic, it can't produce hormones. Liver balance helps anger, sadness, pain. It helps digestive function. An occasional cleanse, you know, if you're a fairly healthy person, that is to say in a vertical position and not really focused on your physical ailments. Maybe once a season do a detox like Tauhee Cleanse, Detox Basics. Bowel detox you can take every day. Cellular detox you can take every day. Heavy metal detox you take for a time. And remember that the body is miraculous. Every cell in the body has molecular machines for moving itself, tagging and transporting molecules, processing food, defending against invaders, DNA duplication and repair, producing proteins, and receiving and processing outside signals, plus talking to each other. On top of all of that, the entire machine can tear itself in half and produce a complete working copy in about 20 minutes. A computer can't do that. So another thing to be super, super grateful for. Also, it occurred to me after it was mentioned to me by someone that maybe healing is not quite the target. It's becoming whole. So if you think about, well, I need to heal, then you might believe that you're not in a healing state. And what keeps people in this place of lack is the idea that there's something about themselves that is insufficient or broken or not good enough, or so they want to heal that aspect of themselves. Honestly, no matter how bad we feel about ourselves, our souls know that they're already whole. So the body plus the soul equals wholeness. So if we just, it's a big thing, but have our, stop thinking about healing and start thinking about wholeness, you know, the soul can make the body whole. It's true that there are physical, emotional, or energetic issues going on in life, but they don't stop you from being whole. So when you accept this truth, then varieties of high vibrational energies will find you and assist you. Also, we have to accept those high vibrational energies. I was speaking with a customer who is a medical doctor. A fair weather customer, can I just say that? Who said, hold on while I order my coffee, you know, going through the drive-thru line. The order was black coffee with two Splendas. Also, this person is a firm believer in pharmaceuticals, which are more chemicals. I pointed out that, you know, Splenda is maybe not the best thing to put in coffee or consume at all. But, you know, this is a person who thinks that fake sweetener will help you lose weight or something. I don't know. It's hard to imagine how anyone can still be consuming sucralose, which is Splenda, considering how damning the accumulating body of scientific evidence is, showing that it's a serious threat to both human and environmental health. A new study adds genotoxicity to the list of this, I think I know that guy, to the list of this chemical's many serious and mechanisms of harm. So for a really long time, we have known that Splenda, I think that's the yellow packets, there's what's the pink packets and then the blue packets. I don't know which is which. So that, you know, they're right there on the chain restaurant's table next to the packets of sugar. Very small section of packets of sugar. Splenda breaks down into the deadly chemical dioxin when heated. And meanwhile, drinking coffee out of a styrofoam plastic, or no, styrofoam, it's not plastic, it's styrofoam coffee cup. That's really bad. And then they tell you that it's a safe alternative to sugar for baking. No, I would never eat anything that had that in it. There's a new study, toxicological and properties of sucralose-6-acetate and its parent sucralose. And so what it says is that it damages the microbiome. It significantly increased the expression of genes associated with inflammation, oxidative stress, and cancer. It messes with the joints. It broke up DNA in cells. It's highly toxic to the gut health, the epithelial tissue, so those are the cells that line the gut walls. It causes leaky gut. And this person, God love her, you know, I wish her all the best, but she's had every kind of joint surgery that she can think of to have, and only in her 50s. So I would say that nature has the solutions. Xylitol is a sugar alcohol derived from birch bark. It is zero on the glycemic index. It has less than a quarter of the carbohydrates found in cane sugar. It's found in the cellular structure of fruits like raspberries and corn on the cob. Even our bodies produce xylitol between 5 and 15 grams per day during normal metabolic processes. Oh, it's a 13. I thought it was a zero. It's a 13 on the glycemic index. It's metabolized 8 times slower than regular sugar, so it's a safe choice for diabetics. Xylitol discourages the bacterial growth that feeds candida, strep, cavities, ear and throat infections. Consuming xylitol increases bone strength and bone density. Stevia is 300 times sweeter than sugar with zero caloric intake content. And it's a good alternative to those chemical sweeteners. Stevia reduces blood sugar, reduces blood pressure. And then raw honey is a prebiotic. Well, the bacteria serve as a prebiotic. It's rich in powerful antioxidants, known to play an important role in cancer prevention. It reduces arterial blockages, lowers overall risks associated with cardiovascular disease. Blackstrap molasses, I haven't really ever used that as a sweetener, but I have used it in gingerbread or ginger cookies or whatever in the fall. It has a lot of minerals, copper, iron, calcium. And so it is very sweet though, because you don't really use sugar when you use that in baking. So honey also promotes healthy gums, soothes acid reflux, and so many things. So do you know when people say electrolytes need to be replaced? Like, I know people who drink Pedialyte, and if you just go look at the ingredients in it. It is, you know, it's chemicals. I would never give that to a human person, much less a human baby. Anyway, electrolytes are macro minerals. How about that? So thinking about the medical doctor who over the years I have recommended so many natural remedies, and the big excuse is I can't swallow capsules or tablets. No problem swallowing pharmaceuticals, I guess because they must be very small, I don't know. But did you know before 1900, medical schools taught only plant medicine? In the early 1900s, prescriptions were for herbs and vitamins distributed through mom and pop stores. Rockefeller owned 90% of the wealth, but wanted more. Isn't that always the case? And so went to Andrew Carnegie to monopolize healthcare, which is what they did. Pharmaceutical drugs, when mixed with petroleum, made for a controllable substance. And then they, Rockefeller told medical schools, you know, I'll fund you, but you're not allowed to teach about. So the medical schools used to teach about naturopathy, homeopathy, psychotherapy, natural remedies. But they wanted them to only focus on pharmaceuticals. That was 110 years ago. So you can see the effects today. The United States consumes 41% of the world's pharmaceutical drugs, and we're only 4% of the population. Meanwhile, tax dollars have funded every new pharmaceutical in the last decade. And they're very, very expensive. One of the most weird thing. Okay, so what are we doing? Instead of focusing on nutrition, people focus on, I gotta lose weight, I gotta lose weight. So they take Ozempic, which is the stupidest, most unnecessary drug. It's like I heard somebody who said, oh, I only pay $900 a month. Only $900 a month. So you're putting poisonous chemicals in a malnourished body. I say the smart money is on prevention. Most people come to Herbs to Your Health. I should say many, not everybody. But many come only after everything else has failed. I guarantee you, if you're in stage 4 cancer and you have one foot in the grave and another one on a banana peel and you haven't been able to eat for months, prevention isn't going to help you. Supplements, I don't know. I really believe in them, but after so much damage is done, it's really hard to come back. However, I have to say, nobody ever takes enough. Mega dosing supplements is safe and cheap and effective, and so you're nourishing your body rather than, you know, supporting a malnourished body. So if you think you have to make big changes in your life to be healthy, wait to see the changes you have to make when you become ill. And another way of saying that is, if you don't take time for wellness, you got to take time for illness. If you want a medical opinion, for sure, go to a medical doctor. If you want to know how to prevent and reverse diseases, come here. Supplements are way better than drugs. They're safe, harmless, effective, cheap, and take enough to get the job done. So, you know, you can research, you can read, or you can go back and listen to other podcasts, because I do a lot of research. Okay, speaking of research, I researched recently what to do about hair loss. And the following herbs came up to, you know, be very helpful. Burdock. Burdock is a blood purifier, so yes, that would help. Horsetail, we know that helps because it's in HSNW. So everything in HSNW helps. Juniper berries, which are generally for the kidneys and urinary tract, help. Kelp is very helpful because it feeds the thyroid. Rosemary, helpful. Wormwood, one I wouldn't have thought of. It's found in Artemisia combination. So yes, that will help with hair loss too. And then oat straw. Oat straw is, it's the straw of oats, of course. It has many elements that have antiseptic properties, and it's a natural preventative for contagious diseases when taken. It's an excellent toner for the whole, all the body systems. It's used for both physical and nervous fatigue and helpful for depression. Oat straw is useful for thyroid deficiency, MS, colds. It encourages sweating. It's an antispasmodic. It has a calming effect on the nerves, and it helps hold calcium in the body. It's very high in silica. Oat straw is a stimulant and rich in bodybuilding minerals. It helps the body balance, offsetting degenerative diseases. It reduces high blood pressure. It's especially effective for depression or problems associated with taking too many pharmaceuticals or street drugs or, you know, drug withdrawal. So what is that in? That is in herbal CA, herbal calcium, which also has alfalfa, horsetail, plantain, marshmallow, wheatgrass, and hops. So can I just give a big shout out to Herbal CA? It holds calcium in the bones and the teeth where the calcium belongs and not anywhere else. And so I think everybody should take a look at that, maybe start taking it. Plus it helps with hair loss. Thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate all of the kind comments that I get. And if you would like to send me an email, go to the website, or you can go to the Facebook page. People send me messages all the time on the Facebook page. Have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully I will be back with you next week. Bye.